the Holy Prophet Nabi al-Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before this month, he gave a khutbah. He addressed the companions and the narration of Hazrat Salman Farsi radiyallahu anhu, which is a famous narration. And in that hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? Ya ayyuhan nas, that a great azim, shahrun azimun mubarakun, shahrun mubarakun, a great month is now over you. And then Rasulullah said, shahrun fihi laylatun khayrun min alfi shahr. The khitab wasn't to the Muslims. It wasn't to a specific ummah. It was to the whole of humanity, where the Holy Prophet ﷺ was addressing and speaking to everybody. That people who don't know, who are not aware, a great, azim, a most blessed month. We don't understand the greatness of this month, the beauty of this month. Allah's Nabi ﷺ knew better. And just to say to us these words is great enough indeed. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this month is Mubarak. Shahrun azim, Mubarakun. The amount of barakah, blessings in this month, we don't know. So the whole of humanity was addressed that, oh people who are asleep, open your eyes, take benefit from this month. Take benefit from this month. Come onto the right path. Come onto Siratul Mustaqim. And the whole of humanity was given a message in this hadith, in this address. And then, straight away, immediately, for example, we don't see any discussion on any other point after that, but suddenly the Prophet ﷺ, first he told us the beginning, the month that we're going into, and then he told us the culmination of the month. The end of the month. So if the initiation is azim, then the end is also azim and great. And how beautiful is this style of this hadith. We see this. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that start in a good way and end in a good way. May not be that you leave it. So what is the end of this great month? What did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He said that in this month, shahrun fihi laylatun, that there's a night in this month, within this month. And that night, the speciality of that night, the special quality of that night, is khayrun min alfi shahr. That night is such a night that 1,000 months, it's greater than 1,000 months. It's better than 1,000 months. After a few hours, alhamdulillah, then we will embark upon that time, that period. And normally when we embark upon the nights, we don't see any difference. The same way the sun will set, darkness will come, and then we'll have to put the lights on. There's nothing extraordinarily different for us, isn't it, in the nights that have passed. So how can it be that this month, this night is greater than 1,000 months? We need to see something then, isn't it? If it's a greater than 1,000 months, we think the same sins will be committed and the same problems, and the thief will be stealing and the gangster will be pestering people, and somebody who's a zani will be doing zina, and people will be immersed in the evil sins or bad actions, or a person who's running after wealth, and a person will be immersed in his business or his transactions, buying and selling. The same occupation that we have in the depth of the night, where we have dhulam and oppression, people busy, everybody and others we know and strangers, everybody will be doing what they are normally doing. People who have iman and those who don't have iman, they will be busy in the normal occupation, normal actions. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this is greater than 1,000 months, this night. So what we realize, my brothers, what we realize is that our thinking and our style has become such that we will not have certainty or conviction or yaqeen unless we see something. And this is after having iman, despite the fact that we've got iman. Unless we see something with our own eyes, we don't have the yaqeen and the strong belief that this will happen. And if we don't see with our eyes, we'll say, oh, okay, this night is greater than 1,000 months. How can it be? Tell us. How can it be? How will it be that the angels will descend? So this is not the way of a mu'min, of a person who has iman, but nafs and shaitan makes a person go towards this end. Because this is not the way that a person of iman should act, behave. But the believer, the mu'min, whether he sees or not, whether he feels or doesn't feel. But if the announcement has come from the imam of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that's it. We believe and we know that this is a fact. The person who has iman like this, then inshallah he doesn't leave any good deed. These are those people who leave no good deed unturned. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this, okay, how can I leave this action? I have to do this action. Okay, let's do dua that our iman becomes like this. Let's do dua that our iman becomes like this. That there's so much barakah in this journey. Oh, how can I leave this journey? I will not leave this journey. Yes, look at this majlis, this gathering. That we are sat, there's a masjid, there's a roof, there's electricity. But what did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? That when a majlis of people gather together for the dhikr of Allah, Allah's remembrance, then the angels gather together, so many of them, that the gap between the heavens and the earth fills with the angels. And those who have yaqeen on this, then the rest of their life, they will never leave dhikr. Even if their life is ending, they will never leave dhikr. That is such a great action and reward. And we have, and they will never imagine even the dhikr. So the night of Laylatul Qadr, the night of Laylatul Qadr explains to us the true colors of Ramadan and the fast. And it's not linked to today. That if we think that, oh, Laylatul Qadr, etc., where are the rest of our amal and deeds and majalis and gatherings? So many rewards. Allah Ta'ala says, how is it that you reject these? Why? Oh, it's okay, just one night I'll spend, and Laylatul Qadr will give me everything, and let's leave the rest of Ramadan days and nights and all of that, the moments in life. Allah says, this is not the justification of a mu'min's life. The Laylatul Qadr just refreshes you in your deen and your iman. That today you are so many, you're going to gather and get together in the masjid, and there's no space, no free space. Why? Oh, it's a great night tonight. It's greater than 1,000 months. And the person who does sijda today will get more thawab, and the person who reads Quran today will get more thawab. So this is one hadith that has descended to the world. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam just come with this one hadith? No, he brought the whole life. Subhanallah, he brought us the framework of our whole life. Not just one action that we run after one deed on one night. No. So, morning and evening, are there not gatherings of dhikr? Are there not fadail, virtues, that there are more than 100 virtues of dhikr? What is virtue? Reward, 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 reward. So many rewards. Why are we asleep at that time? Why are we ghafil? Why are we lazy? Where are those men? Where are those women? So what we realize is that those who accept, those who even have an awareness and knowledge, even today they are starting to pretend and not practice properly. Allah, oh, so many angels come down and the gap between the heavens and the earth fills, but nobody will come because now we want to see something. If an announcement is made that, oh, this great sheikh's coming and he will lead the salah. Yeah, from Makkatul Mukarramah, the imam is coming and he will lead salah. Then why does the masjid fill up at that time? Tell me, why? Imam Sahib, is he greater or is Jibreel alayhi salam greater? Think about it. Think about it. If Imam Sahib is coming from some other part of the world or any person, and then the masjid fills up just on that one announcement, then we hop over each other to have a look over our shoulders. If Allah says that my Jibreel is coming, why don't we come to see him? But those who see, those who believe, those who have yaqeen on these words, as if they are seeing, they have more yaqeen than if they were to physically see. Then they get up and they look around, what are the angels doing? And they look up at the skies and they say, Subhanallah. They have a feeling, they have an awareness that left and right at this moment in time, there are angels sitting in this majlis. That's why they sit with the respect. What will the angels say if I'm disrespectful here? Or if I don't go with adab and manners to this gathering, what will the angels say? They'll give report to Allah that this man, he was rude, disrespectful, that the majlis, Allah, that you announced and told us about, Allah said, I will send such angels there to that majlis, and there people are coming, they are fussing, they are disrespectful, they are sitting here left and right, someone's going here and there. And when if it's announced today that today Jibreel alayhi salam is coming and all the other angels are coming in Masjid Taqwa after Asr, that there will be a gathering, if this announcement is made and this leaflet is distributed, tell me which man will be there that doesn't come. Will there be anybody, Mawlana? Tell me the truth. Will there be anybody who doesn't come? So this speaker, that if we have yaqeen, when we announce something on a microphone, we believe in that. But if Allah Ta'ala is announcing something, why don't we believe that? So this is what Ramadan is explaining to us. This is what this learning is telling us. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ We've just taken hold of that. Alhamdulillah. But we should live our whole life according to this. But our whole life is against this. We have no care for this, no regard for this, about the rewards. But we just in Ramadan say, oh, just this one night, and we run and we'll get everything. But then the rest of the time in life, it's opposite to that. So the fast tells us, the insan, oh you human being, that just like today on this blessed night, on this one statement, you're spending your whole effort and time. Then Allah Ta'ala has given us great, great deeds throughout the rest of life. Great, great opportunities in the rest of our life. Such great rewards and amal. Allah Ta'ala has given us deeds upon deeds. Numerous, vast opportunities. At that time we will regret when death comes. Oh, if I had acted properly at that time. If I had done something good at that time. Allah will show like it will be like a film. Look at this majlis that you didn't attend on this day. Oh, disrespectful person. Didn't you know that was a reward in that gathering? So why didn't you go? Oh, well, I couldn't see the rewards. What does seeing mean? Person doesn't say this from his mouth. His heart is reflecting his niyyah. For example, if somebody hates somebody, he won't tell him, but his actions will tell you that, oh, I don't like you. I dislike you, isn't it? You'll say, oh, I don't like this person myself. Oh, but did he tell you he doesn't like you? No. But if you say to me, I don't like you, when did I say to you, I don't like you? But your reaction and your actions tell me, the person says, that you don't like me. So in the same way, our trust and our conviction and yaqeen tells us our tariqah, our lifestyle today, the people of Iman. It shows, it reflects what is our link with the deen. What is that? Am I right or am I wrong? So whilst we walk around and we wander around, our bodily actions tell us what is our heart, the state of our heart. My brothers, this is a very severe ending. A person, if he doesn't fulfill the time of his life properly, may Allah Ta'ala forgive the Quran and the Hadith. Allah Ta'ala, why has He given us the Quran and the Hadith? For this reason, that whatever we learn and hear, the amal, the deeds, Allah says, whatever good deeds I tell you in the Quran and the Hadith, you are people of Iman, you have belief, I've kept this reward for you. Don't leave this. Don't fall into a trap. Don't fall into a trap. Don't allow the good deeds to diminish that I'm telling you. Allah Ta'ala says that practice them, there's a lot of benefit for you. So now this is the situation we have to see, that we've become used to listening and hearing and not implementing. Allah says, this night is great. It's a beautiful night. It's afdal. How great is this night? Allah Ta'ala knows best. When Allah Ta'ala says that there is benefit in this night greater than 1,000 months, Allah Ta'ala could have said it's like 1,000 months. Or for example, I could have said that this deed is equivalent to this. But Allah says it's greater than that. Oh, subhanAllah, Allah's rahmah, mercy. Allah says there's no limit to the mercy. For example, the salah you pray in this night, there's no limit to the reward, no limit to the mercy. We don't know how afdal it is. Allah said greater than 1,000 months. So what will be the limit? Allah Ta'ala says that as I desire, I will give you as much as I desire over and above that. Allah, how will you desire? Please give us a hint. Give us a hint. Allah says that the person who gets closer to me, who is my mahbub, my beloved, the person who tried and made effort all night, year long to get close to me, who made effort and made a lot of effort and struggled, and the person who tried all year long to get to my qurb, to my nearest. SubhanAllah, there are people like this who try the, oh, do dhikr, it gets closer to Allah, or do this amal, it will get you close to Allah, or this action will get me closer to Allah. So that individual who all year tries to get close to Allah, Allah Ta'ala is first and foremost, I will give him the envelope on this night. The envelope with the secret for success. And for example, those people who come just on that night, they put white clothes on and put oil on the hair and fragrance, says Laylatul Qadr today will go, Imam Sahib will, the lights will be dimmed, and after that there'll be a dua. Then another person's coming, and this person will happen, and there'll be a bayan or something, or dua, and after that just to get this, and oh, I'm forgiven, and that's it, and we'll leave him with him, we're forgiven. Oh, no, we have spoiled the deen. This is not right. Was this the way of life of the Sahaba? Would they carry out the drama acts like this? Just commemorate and remember one night and forget the rest of it? Tell me. So the people, our own, are not happy, and the strangers are not happy. And that is why when I get the opportunity, I say the haq words, the right thing. Do you understand? That I never present the poison as sweet and nice. Oh, yeah, yeah, what a great, great bayan. Oh, there were a lot of people today, and it was a great gathering. So many people came, I enjoyed myself. Is this what should be happening on this night? Is this the reflection of the success in this night? This night we need to see, though, who is close to Allah? Which servant is close to Allah? Who came, who tried, who struggled all year long, who broke his nafs and suppressed his desires and worked hard all year long that this deed will get me close to Allah? And regularly that person is steadfast in his deed throughout the life and the year until Laylatul Qadr. He didn't leave that amal throughout the whole year. Will Allah Ta'ala invite that person first, or those who carry out drama acts and pretend? Isn't it, Haji Sir? Yes, that this is what we know is Laylatul Qadr. I don't know what you know, what you're aware of, but this is Laylatul Qadr. Such a tradition and culture, we made it our women and children. We think, we believe that, oh, Laylatul Qadr, when's that night coming? We just want to know about that night. That's it. So we've made it like a tradition, a celebration of deen. Where has this started from, where we just run to the masjid on the odd night or Laylatul Qadr, the Mawlana sahab sitting, Mufti sahabs are sitting, that did this happen in the lives of the Sahabe Ikram? I can't see this, or I've never heard this from their lives, because as I said, we have diluted the true color of the deen. But I, alhamdulillah, have spent my life in the color and the reflection and the company of my shaykh. So if I see that there was nothing, if something wasn't present in his life, then that means it wasn't in the life of the sahaba. I didn't need to study Bukhari Sharif. I studied the life of my shaykh, and that was Bukhari and Tirmidhi and Siha Sitta, and all of the implementation of the sunnah was in his life. That my shaykh, he made my ilm so great and vast that I'm following him. I know that his life is the complete reflection of the deen. I don't need dalil. The whole world gives me dalil. But my Shaykh Hazrat Ali Murtaza, rahimahullah, he was the greatest dalil and the proof in my life for how to practice the life as a Muslim. What a great individual he was. What a great personality he was. And he would read and listen from the kitabs. He said the right thing, that people, that for generations, people are thirsty to see such a great individual. And I swear by Allah, he was haq, he was the truth. And not that he was something who looked so different. He lived in the with the people in the town, in the village. I lived there all my life. I didn't know where was Hazrat. I didn't know. Before that time, he was such a great personality. And with the people saying, well, let's buy the ticket and go and see him. That no, people like Hazrat, you cannot tell in society, but you can't tell that he's distinct or different with something physical, some feature. Nobody knew about him. I was sitting at the, how did I recognize? I was so far away. I was a sinner, weak, and not able. And I'm sitting here in this country. How did I recognize him and his greatness? Allah Ta'ala says, you don't recognize my servants, but the person who has the desire for haqq in his heart, Allah says, I will send him towards recognition of a good person, towards the guidance. And the people who are around there living, they said, oh, this man, he's walking around, he's just normal like us, a Muslim. That, where did you study? Where did you graduate from? Whose student are you? Where have you graduated from, sir? Where have you graduated from? Why? Because they cannot see that individual who's given that teaching. I've spent my life with him. People, thousands, say, who are you? Where have you come so far, your shaykh? The people from the village say, you come from so far. They didn't understand who was Hazrat Ali Murtaza, his rank, his status, his piety. The people in his household maybe didn't know. Murids don't recognize. Don't know how, what types of murids are there today. A murid, if he recognizes his teacher, will he carry out sins and play games with his life? Isn't it, Mawlana Sahib? If we recognize someone, if today Allah Ta'ala was to show the nur and the light of a wali of Allah, that what is his true status, would the whole of Bolton not come? From India, people purchase air tickets from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. Who is here? Is it maybe Mehdi alayhi salam here? And Mehdi alayhi salam will also be like us, a normal human being. And maybe he's here now. Allah knows best. Nobody knows who he is. But Allah Ta'ala says that when I make the awareness present within human beings, come, go, let's look at this person, he's pious. Allah Ta'ala says, I reveal to the human beings the person. So you don't see with your own eyes. Allah Ta'ala says, I show you. And how? Allah says, you should have the torch of desire in your heart, which light? The desire for haqq, the desire for truth. And if you have the light of desire for haqq, truth, then all the things that are behind the veil, you will see. Suddenly at that time, Allah says, this is such a great night. This is greater than 1,000 months. So who will see this? Who will realize? Who knows? As I said, we just carry out dramas, act out dramas. But this is the reality. Fast is telling us, this is a great point. Oh, human beings, understand what is this night. So let me tell you today. So the fast is telling us, what is this night? We understand? Okay, then let's understand. So Allah Ta'ala says, this night is afdal. It is great. The salah we will pray, it is greater than 1,000 months, and all your sins will be forgiven. And Allahu Akbar. What is the greatness of this night? The amount of rewards Allah will allow to descend on this night, the sins will be forgiven, ibadat will grow and multiply, and the status will grow and multiply, and this will continue until the morning Fajr time. This will all happen and occur. So there's one hadith that tells us the proper focus and objective and purpose of this night. Nothing's hidden. Nothing's hidden. Everybody will be reading this hadith, or will have read this hadith, and will have maybe analyzed this hadith. So then we will realize, well, what should we do on this night? What's this night for? As Anas radiallahu anhu, I'm not bringing this hadith for myself. You also study hadith and read hadith. I read the same hadith. I don't read many books. I don't have time. I'm not an alim. I am not even the dust on the slippers of the alims and scholars, that when I look at their face, I consider them happy. When I see an alim's face, then I think maybe I'll get forgiven like this, because I've just seen an alim's face. This is my iman, my personal iman, my feeling. That's why I keep on looking at the alims and the scholars. Just I look around and I look away, then I look at the scholars. I cannot serve them. I don't have the capability. So, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates hadith. It's included in the kitab of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullahi, and he has given us the explanation of this hadith. And he was such a great and accomplished personality. So he wrote this hadith, and we have also read this hadith from there. So the message that I've seen in that hadith, I will share with you. If you like it, then listen, because this is the message from Ramadan, not mine. I've read the same hadith that is included in the kitab, and there's no tafsir of the hadith. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu stated that Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, after praising this night and present and introducing Laylatul Qadr, the Prophet ﷺ said, the speciality of this night, the special feature and point about this night, why is this night so special, Laylatul Qadr? For which reason? What has made it like this? And the Prophet ﷺ told us the speciality, the special feature, characteristic of the night, that this night is special, and this night was given especially for my ummah. Subhanallah, say Subhanallah. That this night was given especially for my ummah, the ummahs before this, the nations before this. You can calculate how many nations came, we don't even know. Some we know about, some we don't know about. Some we're aware of, some we're not aware of. So none of the ummahs before this were given this present and gift and treasure. Allah Prophet ﷺ said that this special gift was given to my ummah, to my nations. So now we understand the point. The points come to our head. Aha, suddenly the penny has dropped. Yes, so the masla has been explained to us and made clear. The Prophet ﷺ explained, he praised this night, the virtues of the night, and he put everyone aside. He said, get back, this is my night. My night? Your night? Because this ummah has been given specifically to my ummah as a special treasure and as a gift. And why is it being given to this ummah? Why do the previous nations not get this gift? And they also used to have a nose like us and a tongue like us. They used to eat bread like us. They used to have ears. They used to earn and eat and do ibadah, worship, read kitabs and go to the places of worship. They did everything. So they were also your creation, Allah. They used to believe in a prophet. So why didn't they get this word? Allah says, no, this is not the case. It's not the case. The difference in this is big. That the difference between the previous nations and my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that they had different maqam, different status. But I gave the gift to my ummah, to the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, based on his rank and greatness. So the previous nations weren't given Laylatul Qadr, and this ummah has one special feature: is that we have a link and an attachment with the Prophet of Allah, the Habib of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved. Do we understand now this night? So why have we got this night? Due to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have got the greatness of this night. Allah's praising him, the greatest Nabi, the beloved of Allah. And due to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have got this night, this reward. A treasure has been nominated. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that due to my connection, you have got this night. Oh my ummah, you have got this night as a reward because you are linked to me. Whoever is my ummati has this night. An ummati, a follower of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is who? Is the person who has a connection with the Prophet ﷺ. Who has a connection, a link. He will have what? He is an ummati of the Prophet ﷺ. So that ummati, he will get this reward. Ummati, follower. And his khal, especially for that person, such a great reward that's been given to the ummah. Just because of connection, a link. So this is not a small link, a small connection, my friends. We have to think, me, you, where are we? What connection do we have? What link do we have? This nisbat, this connection is so great from the great, if we look at the greatest Nabis. The greatest Nabis, the greatest prophets, they had a request they put forward to Allah, that Allah, that you've told us about your Habib. Well, sometimes Allah would praise his Habib, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to his other prophets, that my Habib will be like this, his ummah will be like this, his nation will be like this, his greatness will be this, this will be his followers, people in Baltimore will sit down and remember him, and people, and Allah would give them maqam, the status. So Hazrat Musa Alayhi Salaam, a great Nabi, who is the Sahib al-Kitab, who got the revelation from Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, such a great Nabi. They said, Ya Allah, that please keep the ummah that we have. Please make us an ummati, a follower of the Prophet to come. You're the final Prophet, the greatest Prophet. Imagine our good fortune. Imagine our good fortune. How fortunate we are. Imagine for a few moments. After maut, we will realize that on the day of Hashr, we will realize the greatest Prophet ﷺ that we were attached to. And people understand, people who are going to Jannah, paradise will arise. People who will be going towards the opposite end will realize. And that's the day we will realize the nisbat, the connection with the Prophet ﷺ. And he ﷺ told us, he said that there's no enjoyment in Nabuwwat. The Anbiya, the previous Prophet, saying that, oh Allah, we cannot see the enjoyment in Prophet that we can see that there is in being a servant of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, the followers of the Prophet ﷺ. So amazing, the followers of the Prophet ﷺ, they cannot burn in fire. There must be enjoyment in being a follower of Rasulullah. They cannot leave their homes for no reason. They cannot just diminish the enjoyment and the taste and the luxuries of the world. It's not the case, is it? That without eating or drinking, that they run after every saying of the Prophet ﷺ. The Allah, there must be some enjoyment behind this. So we desire that we replace the enjoyment of this Nabuwwat by being the follower of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. We want to take the enjoyment from being his follower. And this is the fact here, brothers, that this sadqa will not continue until the day of Qiyamah. Whoever becomes the ghulam of the Prophet ﷺ, then inshallah, with this enjoyment, always he will feel that he is progressing in his iman and his link and the closeness to the Prophet ﷺ. So this whole scenario, running after Laylatul Qadr rewards, who will attain Laylatul Qadr? The Ummati. The Ummati. Say it again. Whose is Laylatul Qadr? The Ummati. Who's? The Ummati. Yes. Allah says that Laylatul Qadr belongs to the Ummah, the followers of the Prophet ﷺ. Allah, who is an Ummati? Everyone's Ummati. Everyone's a follower. But Allah Ta'ala announces, the Prophet ﷺ announces, clarifies, defines to us who is an ummati. That all wild horses are not the same. Remember this point. That all wild horses are not the same. Allah's Nabi ﷺ said, he announced, فَلَيْسَ clear, مَنْ رَغَبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Now listen carefully here now. That this statement reminds us of fasting and the month of Ramadan. The Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that person who leaves my sunnah, مَنْ رَغَبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي, the person who goes against my sunnah, jokes against my sunnah, leaves my sunnah, discards my sunnah, criticizes my sunnah, forces others not to practice my sunnah, demotes my sunnah, debates about my sunnah, opens books to prove that sunnah is not necessary, and speeches and says there's no benefit in sunnah, or it won't benefit you at this time, runs away from my sunnah, hates my sunnah. All of this comes under the banner of being against the sunnah. Look at this point. People who criticize, mock against the sunnah, fight against the sunnah, quarrel over the sunnah, ridicule the sunnah, and forget about us as individuals. Person who thinks that, oh, the sunnah is not necessary, dislikes the sunnah, mocks the sunnah, and jokes against people, the person who's following the sunnah, and argues about the sunnah, and says the sunnah is not necessary, speaks bad about the sunnah. My brothers, is this not happening today? Is the ummah not doing this today? Openly we're doing this today. Openly. Blatantly. Do you understand? Blatantly. Without any fear, any hesitation, Allah has announced this to us. That awareness and shame has gone. We have no shame. We say, what sunnah are you talking about? Sunnah? Why do you have to follow sunnah? Iman does not stay in the heart if a person just says that. How can iman stay? How? Person who doesn't have iman on the sunnah, then if you say, oh, why do you have to follow sunnah, follow the Prophet ﷺ? But the Prophet ﷺ said, فَمَرْ رَغَبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. I will have no link with that person. He's not from me. 100,000 people say, I'm an ummati. I have marches, debates, demonstration. I'm sitting in front of you. I'm sitting in front of you. I've come to celebrate Laylatul Qadr. Are you telling me that I am a sinner? How can this be necessary? Sunnah, this is the same point. How can it be necessary? Where is it written? Show me the proof. How is this sunnah? How can you justify this with sunnah? Just to have this amount of dislike and distaste, that even a husband, he doesn't like the wife nowadays, that why is she following the sunnah? So much hate, that a wife, she is seeking divorce from the husband, that why do you follow the sunnah, practice the sunnah? I don't want you to do this. So much hate. That a parent will hide his child, that beware, don't go to that gathering or to that place, because that's where you'll learn the sunnah and you'll start practicing the sunnah. So much hatred. Practice the deen. If you see this practice, finish it off. Eliminate it. So much dislike that from the member of the Prophet of the masjid, they give announcement that don't practice this. I've got the explanation written about the masjids, the committee. They've written it and record that, how dare you say, do dhikr of Allah, we will take you out of the job. We will expel you from the job. This is a job now, isn't it, nowadays? To be the person, the job will be taken away from you. You'll be given a P60. Everyone gets a P60 when you work in a factory, employment, any workplace. When do you get a P60? When you leave the job. Same way, Imam gets a P60. I couldn't speak to the people close to me or the strangers, but I couldn't differentiate between the haq and the batil. So I couldn't present the poison as sweet. No, it was not possible. I had to present the haq as haq. So what do they say? Don't practice the deen. No need to follow the sunnah. Don't speak about this action in this masjid. Otherwise you will you'll forfeit your employment. Your employment will finish. And it's hidden inside. Then she says, no, don't do this action. Don't do this. And the place where speech is given, Bukhari opens up, Qala, Qala, Rasulullah. From top to bottom, they don't know what is Qala, Qala, Rasulullah. That's it. That what's stated in Bukhari, in Sahih al-Bukhari, from the beginning to the end, through the whole collection, that we start with the niyyah and it concludes with the dhikr of Allah. What a great start and an end. Isn't this the case, Mawlana? That's it. So the khatam of Bukhari, the end of Bukhari, where does it start from? Niyyah, intention, pure intention, that there should be sincerity in your niyyah. Where will ikhlas come from? Tazkiyah, when you do tazkiyah. This is the first message. And number two, what's being told in the akhir, at the end, subhanallah, that the whole path from the beginning to the end, when you study Sahih al-Bukhari, and you will need a certain assistance, and that is the dhikr of Allah. And that will continue, and that's the khatam of Bukhari. Do you understand what's Sahih al-Bukhari? This is Bukhari. Start with niyyah, culminate with dhikr of Allah. So this what's being told to us today is an ummah, that the person who does this today, how is he my ummati? I'm an ummati, O Prophet of Allah, so I want this reward. But the problem is that we don't practice and we claim. We can't say to somebody he's not an ummati. It was the Prophet said himself that this is not my ummati. How can I say that you're not my student? He says, no, I'm your student. But will he be my student if I say he's not the teacher? So for example, it may not occur that if a sheikh says, from his statement, I'm telling you this clear-cut point now, that these all points, they come through ilham and vision, inspiration. If the Shaykh gives you ijazah to come into the silsila, and you are khalifa, and if by chance the Shaykh says that you have no link with me after today, you're not even my murid, then all of the rank and the levels that person loses within that second, I've seen with my own eyes a person losing his maqam, his status, he drops spiritually in such a way that like physically he's dropped down the stairs from a high level to the bottom level. Because if the Shaykh speaks, and the who gave you the status and the teaching, and we got to a high maqam, the sheikh, he's giving you education and nasiha and advice, and the student at that time, he realizes, oh, I've done a mistake. Oh, the person who's big-headed, he says, no, I've already got the khilafah from Peel Sahib, Sheikh Sahib, he's already given me the deputization, and Sheikh Sahib could be sitting hundreds of miles away. Oh, who are you speaking about? I have no link with him. And he's got khanka as the student. Oh, Allah bila, the nur, the light will end in that khanka. He will get busy and occupied in a fitna, in fasad. What will happen? He will get busy and occupied in fitna, and he will not depart with iman. He can make how many students he wants, khankas he wants, followers he wants, but he will not depart with iman. So this is the fact, my friends. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the shaykh has got so much effect in his statement that come from his tongue, as soon as he speaks that this is the maqam, Allah gives him status. And when he says something that the person can fool spiritually, when he speaks and gives education to the student, he can make that student the follower and the lover of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the ghulam, because this is the shaykh speaking. And many sheikhs give this dawah, and they say that we introduce and make the student meet with the Prophet ﷺ. So what a great sheikh that would be. So a person who is a sheikh who does this, and who is a wali of Allah, who has love with Allah, and he has this strength and the effect in his speech, in his ushering, in his vision, in his happiness, that people's fortunes change. Then imagine the hal, the Holy Prophet, Imam al-Anbiya, Khatam al-Nabi, in the final seal of the Prophet ﷺ, his blessed statement, if he says that this person is not my ummati. That if you just have one condition though, he is not my ummati, but I will only accept that person as ummati whose life is a reflection, zahir wa batin, apparent and hidden, totally is on the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. This is the definition of iman. Definition. And I say this clearly, and correct me if I am wrong, I've learned this from the ulama, the respected ulama scholars, and the hadith, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu has narrated. You read this hadith, you've seen this hadith. So fast tells us that Laylatul Qadr belongs to that person. Laylatul Qadr belongs to that person who today, tonight, until today, who looks back his life and analyzes and see that I've spent my life against the sunnah, away from the sunnah, apparently, physically from top to bottom, not once, but not just physically, but batin included.
the inner state, the soul included. Allah Ta'ala has announced, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has announced, the zahir wa batin, spiritually and physically. If your batin is not correct, there's haram and sins and kharafat and evil, then that person is not an ummati of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Four people have been explained the example that they will be forgiven on this night. Those four especially, that they have been given the example, they won't be forgiven this night. And who are those four people? Which characters are they? Those are the characters. They're here, it's not salah. It's not about hajj. Or they say the person who disobeys his parents, he is also included. Those people who breaks off the relations, he is also not included in the people who succeed. The person who breaks the relations with the parents, no, he's not a good person. But the person who is dirty and impure inside, he will break the relations. The person who doesn't appreciate his parents, he's dirty inside, impure. He's got sin, his batin is not clean. He's got love of mal and wealth and dunya. What does he know about love about his parents? So here the hint has been given, the direction that that person cannot be forgiven. That person cannot be forgiven. The person who breaks the relations with people, who is not merciful towards others, who shows off, who sins, who consumes alcohol, who gambles. All of these sins are related and connected to akhlaq and conduct and manners and behavior of a person. Isn't it? The person who has malice in his heart, hatred towards others, he will not be forgiven. So here the ummah has been given a hint that zahir and batin, as long as a person in here today, this is the night that we can do tawbah and repent from every sin. If a person consumes interest and eats haram and evades tax and does haram actions, all of the actions of a person that are against Sharia, against Allah's principles, this is not a noise and a clamor and a banging of a drum. This is deen. We have to decide on the hereafter, my brothers. Do we want paradise or do we want hell? Everything else will be left behind. The fast Ramadan reminds us that you are lucky people. You are lucky that you're alive. Ask that person who's gone into the grave who has not attained this night. That one month before, the person who died and he's laid down in his grave and he could not take this message. You are fortunate men and women. That how can there be anybody that compares to you? Fast is telling us that Allah has given you a chance, an opportunity. This night is yours. Don't waste the time. The hadith comes, Hazrat Ubaidah radiallahu anhu narrates this, that don't waste this month. Why? The hadith says the person who's wasted this night, he has wasted all of the goodness that is there in the world. All of the goodness. So tawbah, we don't just get, oh, forgive me, Allah, etc. And it's difficult for me, and I am this, I am your ghulam, O Prophet of Allah, salam, please forgive me and the whole dunya. No, 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 this is not the way of tawbah. We have to speak directly with Allah. Allah has given clearly, directly in this night, that come to me, Allah says. And tawbah out, I don't want tawbah from salah, Allah says. I don't want tawbah from Quran. I don't want tawbah about fasting that you left. I want today's tawbah. Allah says, I want tawbah for one action. And what is that? Connection with the Prophet Muhammad salallahu alayhi wa sallam. Strengthen your connection, strengthen your practice. Follow the Prophet salallahu alayhi wa sallam. The whole dunya is getting this announcement. The whole world. And how is Allah Ta'ala announcing that on this night? Look at the greatness of this night. Now I'll describe to you a little bit explanation in my style, in my way, that what is this night? Subhanallah. Clear cut, Allah Ta'ala has explained to us that the glory of this night, that how does this night bring about change and improvement in people? What happens in this night? Angels descend. Those who have yaqeen, they reach to that point. The angels have come. Maghfirat has been given. So what is being told about this night? Who comes? Who descends? The head of the angels descends from the heavens. Yes, and he doesn't come to a normal place. Does the leader go to a normal place? A minister, if he comes, he'll go to an important place, important building, say subhanAllah. If a minister comes, he'll go to the headquarters. If a prime minister comes, he'll go to a prime minister house, the leader's house. He won't go to a normal house or go to a cottage or a shack. So Jibreel alayhi salam, who is the head of the angels, where will he go? He'll go to the Kaaba, the house of Allah. Where else will he go? He won't go to anybody's house, correct? He'll go straight to the Kaaba. And a few hours are left, we'll be eating dates, and Jibreel alayhi salam will be descending. Angels will be descending. The cabinet of angels changes on this night. I'll tell you the reality. Allah gives duties. As soon as the sun sets, then there's angels who are here already in the world. They pack their goods and their papers due to the barakah of this night. Subhanallah. And the final report they will go and give and say, this man, this man, this man, this woman, this person, son of this person, son of this person, sat in wasiyat taqwa and was remembering you, Allah. This will be their final report. Because they'll be replaced by other angels before the angels of the 27th night descend. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Have you seen the shan, the glory of the Waliful? I'm not speaking about myself. Hazrat Ali Murtaza, rahmatullah, great Shaykh. How he changed the destiny and fortune of our lives. We're sitting here, oh, he was this and we can't follow him. How sad. We are wretched. Remember one person who is your Shaykh, your teacher. Don't compare. Don't think of other people. Now remember this point. You have created a link with the silsila, the Naqshbandi series and order. Stay sincere with this until your last seconds. Forget all the other links and connections. affections and love. What this silsila can give to you, no other silsila can give you. What this order, the Naqshbandi order, the link with the Naqshbandi teacher, your teacher can give to you, no one else can give you. There's an example in Punjabi that the friends and the connections and the association you make, that we have connections with other people and we want to benefit from the Shaykh, from the teacher, and we don't remember him, we don't follow him, we don't listen to him, we don't take the guidance. We have connections with others and we say, oh, I've got nisbat, oh, I'm Naqshbandi, because this is nafs in person's heart. Oh, who recognizes this person? No one recognizes him. But Allah Ta'ala says, the angels, oh, I'm this, I've got a link with this great scholar, great Shaykh. But if you've got a link with this fakir, with this wali of Allah, then you stop the connection and you diminish the connection with other people. Why? Because this light is glowing, this candle is burning, and it's got 40 watts. But when the 100 watt bulb comes, then will it not overawe and diminish the light of the 40 watt bulb? Of course it will. And the 100 watt bulb will be more lit and more illumination and more glaring. So when you have a link with the Naqshbandi teacher and you've made it, then everyone else will be in darkness. All of the other scholars and the sheikhs you have a link with, Allah Ta'ala says that where you've attained the maqam, the status, you sat in this masjid today, your teacher, this is the sadqa of Hazrat Ali Murtaza rahmatullahi alayhi, who awakened our fortunes and destiny. He was sat in Garay Sharif, and such poor people like us and fakirs, he made our destiny change. Look how we used to pass the months of Ramadan. I ask you, your tarawis would be prayed at home, and now at this time you'd be busy at home, you'd be cooking kebabs, frying kebabs, and you wouldn't know what is the dhikr of Allah. You didn't even know what is the majlis of dhikr. Aha, there's a person, has a Yunusab, Sheikh Yunusab, he introduces the Gujarati brothers in a great way. After reciting the khutbah, he said, you know who's sitting here? This Khabees Qaum, the Gujaratis. And this is how, he's a Gujarati himself, the Sheikh, he's a scholar, great Sheikh. This is his style. He says it with love. He says it with love. This is what he said, that you are people, you are unfortunate. Unfortunate. Save yourself from these people. Shaykh al-Hadith, he's given an introduction because he has seen some poor quality amongst the people. So brothers, this is a big sadaqah. Who knew about dhikr here from amongst you? Who told you about dhikr? Who explained to you what is dhikr? Am I right or am I wrong? If you don't like what I'm saying, dislike it, fair enough. But this is the reality. Where am I sat at the moment? Where am I sat at the moment? My brothers, this is the message, asal, genuine. That tonight we have to do tawbah from what? We have to do tawbah from what? Leaving the sunnah. Jibreel alayhi salam is coming. Where will he come to? The Kaaba. The house of Allah, Bayt of Allah, where his station is. Headquarters, Makkah al-Mukarramah, on the roof. And he won't come on his own. He will have a standard, a flag. There's a hadith. And he will put that standard, that flag, on the roof of the Kaaba. And the color of that standard has come in hadith. What color will it be? It will be green color flag. SubhanAllah, Allah will allow this to occur. Jibreel alayhi salam, he will spread his wings from the west to the east, from the maghrib to the mashriq. His wings will spread. 600 wings will spread out. Do you know how many? 600 wings will spread from mashriq to maghrib. And this will happen in a few hours, totally the way I'm telling you. Night, we cannot see, but this is happening. This is happening. We say we can't see, but it's happening. And then every angel will be called out, and he will have a special cabinet of angels go to every house of every mu'min. And wherever you see somebody doing the dhikr of Allah, do musafa with that person. Shake his hands. And these are the words of the hadith that I'm telling you. Do musafa. Greet those people. Shake their hands. Let's go towards this hadith and see what is the reason for this. Whose night is this? Is this the night of the Prophet ﷺ? This is his night, isn't it? Yes. And we will have to do tawbah from being detached from him. We have to become ummati today. So what standard and flag does he put down? Hazrat Jibreel, a flag. And what color is it? Green. And who has this color from all of the prophets? Whose sign is this? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is this not the case? So this green color flag will make a decision today amongst the ummatis. Those people are ummatis. Who are the ummatis and who are not? The person who is a follower of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tonight he is successful and he can succeed in his flag. He has attained the flag of being a member of the Prophet ﷺ's ummah and being successful. And he has fulfilled the rites. So from the west to the east, mashrib to maghrib, Hazrat Jibreel Islam spread his wings out far. What we hear from this is that when this message is delivered to the people, every woman and man, and every person is told, do tawbah, repent from the previous life and become good believers. Allah has given you this night, and the ibadah you do in this night will be greater than, not equivalent to, greater reward than 1,000 months. And that ummati today who does tawbah, how will I live my life? According to the Holy Prophet, my zahir and batin will be complete how? by following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today is the night to make effort and to give and assign your time and efforts for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says that this dunya, you have to make the choice. Dunya or deen? Dunya is not a different deen, and deen is we practice this deen in this dunya. We have to make that decision today. That every action in life has a standard, and every action in life has to be according to the standard of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nothing's hidden. Nothing. Person who does tawbah on this, then he has arrived to the flag. And the person who has arrived to the flag, Jibreel alayhi salam spread his wings 600 from west to east. All of those people will come under the shade of the wings of Jibreel alayhi salam, who have attained bakshish, forgiveness. Otherwise, why would he spread his wings? He announced that wherever my wings are spread, then bring those people under my shade who I have to speak about when I go back to Allah. So Allah says, I will take them in my ma'rifah. I will take them under the shade of my wings and I'll present them to Allah. That Allah, this person has become the ummati of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive them, Allah, forgive them. Allah, forgive them. So Jibreel alayhi salam will put forward the intercession. Then he gives the hukum about his wings. The third point, that go wherever is the shade of my wings, wherever the ummati, the follower of my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, go to their houses, to their doors, and the open announcement is being made that whoever is the ummati of my Habib, Allah says that you in his house you will see no sin, you will see no evil, you won't see the dog, you won't see no pictures, you won't see sinful actions, bad actions, those things that are defined as haram, you won't see that in that home. But maybe if you see a few things like that in the house, then that person is not ummati. How dare you go even past that house? Jibreel alayhi salam would say, wali said this in a kashfa. I told you this some time ago, that a great wali of Allah, pious person, and he was in Madinatul Manawara, and Laylatul Qadr, we were sitting down, and on the night of Laylatul Qadr, he said that I've seen the dream on this night. And he gave a description, and a new point that he brought out was a very open point, and made clear this hadith to me, that he said the angels will not even go past the doors or the front of the houses of the people who are sinful. And Allah's wali said, I saw this in the dream that he told me. Wallahu a'lam, Allah knows best. He said what occurs is that the dunya becomes like a small, like a ball, like a bubble, and it becomes like a ball for those angels. And those angels, with that duty, in a few hours, they have to fulfill the duties, and within a few hours, Jibreel alayhi salam sends them out and disperses them. They have a duty, they go to the houses looking for the ummatis, and some houses on the front, they put a red mark, and on some houses on the front, they put a green mark. He said, I was watching this, subhanAllah, what's happening? What's going on here? And those houses that have a red mark, Allah Ta'ala's la'na and curse is descending on that home, is sent to that home. Those are the people who on the night of Laylatul Qadr, they have not purified their lives, they're carrying out sinful actions. Kharafat and evil and haram and unlawful actions. Allah's walis, their ihsan, their favor, is it not enough for us that when they've told us something, that we are here today, we're doing dhikr in Bolton, in this town? Hazrat Ali Murtaza rahmatullahi, due to his efforts and his sadaqah, great personality and shaykh. But today those marks will be put on those homes, and that time we see the lana, and he said that such lana descends on the house that we don't know what's going on inside. People, they are carrying out actions of immorality. But the houses that have green marks placed on the front, such nur emanates from the house, such light and blessings and nur. Great result. So this continues until Fajr. After Fajr, then Jibreel alayhi salam comes. Okay, have you distributed? He said, yes, totally. We've given the good news. Just like you said, that this person, we saw him doing dhikr. We did musafa with those people. And this person was doing ibadah, was praying salah, we did musafa with that person. It was a man or woman, we went to all their houses, we did musafa, we greeted them, we met them. They felt that today we have attained Laylatul Qadr. They said, okay, fine, that's it, end of our duty. So then they put their wings down and they put themselves together. And then they said, we have to present all of this report to Allah, those who have done tawbah. Tawbah from what? That Allah Ta'ala requested tawbah from us tonight, not tawbah from salah. Not from any other action, just one thing Allah Ta'ala wanted tawbah from. That what should you do to your zahir and batin? External, internal, that you should come into the color and the lifestyle and the manner and the behavior and the practice of the Prophet. So my friends, this is the final message of Laylatul Qadr. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, ability, capability in this night, that you are mashallah pious, I am not able, capable, that the rest of the life that's left, that may we follow the sunnah, that the kharafat and the haram that we've gathered and the fuzuliyat, may Allah Ta'ala forgive us for our previous sins, Allah, because we know that this will not be useful for us, Allah. I know I'm going to go into my grave, lied in this time, this place, I did a sin, I've tried to hide my sins, I'm about to go towards the punishment, Allah, I come to my genuine life, Allah Ta'ala, I want to do tawbah, I want to start a new life, that the sins Allah Ta'ala has told us relate to akhlaq, Allah's Nabi has told us about akhlaq and good manners, may Allah do tawbah today from my bad akhlaq, my bad behavior and manners.
I won't repeat the sins again. And especially may Allah Ta'ala accept our night. And then don't forget those who assisted you, helped you, the mashayikh, the sheikhs of the Naqshbandiyuna silsila. Raise your hands for them, do dua for them. Allah elevate their status. From Hazrat Bahuddin Naqshband rahmatullah to Hazrat Ali Murtaza rahmatullah. And if you can, then include this fakir, and this is our silsila, this ajiz here. I'm in front of you, I'm not a sheikh, I'm just a messenger from my sheikh, and I just present the message. You do dua for me, and I'll do dua for you. That these nights don't come every day. These nights don't come every day. Thousands will be there in this night, and they will be ill. They can't do ibadah, they can't worship and remember Allah. Many people, the poor souls, will have gone to hospital. Many people who have lost. And they thought, we should be so grateful on our destiny. Think, the previous Laylatul Qadr, where was I? My life was impure, I was in a bad environment, bad company. Allah, your mercy, your karam, that in a year, that where have you delivered me in such a short time? That I've come so close to you, Allah. So close to you, so near to you, Allah. Such a great favor of yours upon me, that you have prepared everything for me for this night. So promised you that inshallah the life to come, that Allah Ta'ala has given us time, the gift to you and me, that we have istiqamat and steadfastness. On two things we should be steadfast. Naqshbandi silsila's final message is this. The two things should be in our life. What are those two things? Sunnate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and dhikr Allah. That's it. That's what we need. This is the platform we need. Two actions. We have to practice these. Doesn't matter how many disasters come in front of us. Problems, difficulties, obstructions, hurdles. But don't lose hope, don't lose heart, don't leave these two things, says Allah. Okay? Do we understand? May Allah give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.